4th of July, 1935. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Talk number 58. Mr. Ranganatham, ICS. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there is a passage. One's own dharma is the best. An alien dharma is full of risks. What is the significance of one's own dharma? Maharshi, it is usually interpreted to mean the duties of the orders and of the different castes. The physical environment must also be taken into consideration. Devotee, if varna ashram dharma be meant, such dharma prevails only in India. On the other hand, the Gita should be universally applicable. Maharshi, there is varnashrama in some form or other in every land. The significance is that one should hold on to the single Atman and not swerve therefrom. That is the whole gist of it. Sva equals one's own, that is, of the self, of the Atman. Para means the others, that is, of the non-self, of the anatman. Atma dharma is inherence in the self. There will be no distraction and no fear. Troubles arise only when there is a second to oneself. If the Atman be realized to be only unitary, there is no second, and therefore no cause for fear. The person, as one is now, confounds the non-self dharma with the self dharma and suffers. Let one know the self and abide in it. There is an end of fear, and there are no doubts. Even if interpreted as varnashrama dharma, the significance is only this much. Such dharma bears fruit only when done selflessly. That is, one must realize that one is not the doer, but that one is only a tool of some higher power. Let the higher power do what is inevitable, and let me act only according to its dictates. The actions are not mine. Therefore, the result of the actions cannot be mine. If one thinks and acts so, where is the trouble? Be it varnashrama dharma or lokika dharma, worldly activities, it is immaterial. Finally, it amounts to this. Sva equals of the self. Para equals of the non-self. Such doubts are natural. The orthodox interpretation cannot be reconciled with the life of a modern person obliged to work for his livelihood in different capacities. A man from Pundi interposed, saying, "Leaving all duties, surrender to me only," unquote. Sri Bhagavan said, "All swarva is only of the non-self. The emphasis is on ekam, only. To the person who has strong hold of the eka, one, where are the dharmas?" It means, quote, "be sunk in the self." Devotee, the Gita was taught for action. Maharshi, what does the Gita say? Arjuna refused to fight. Krishna said, "So long as you refuse to fight, you have the sense of doership. Who are you to refrain or to act? Give up the notion of doership. Until that sense disappears, you are bound to act. You are being manipulated by a higher power. You are admitting it by your own refusal to submit to it. Instead, recognize the power and submit as a tool." Or, to put it differently, if you refuse, you will be forcibly drawn into it. Instead of being an unwilling worker, be a willing one. Quote, rather be fixed in the self and act according to nature, without the thought of doership, then the results of action will not affect you. That is manliness and heroism. Thus, inherence in the self is the sum and substance of Gita teaching. Finally, the Master himself added, if a person be established in the self, these doubts would not arise. They arise only until one is established there. Devotee, then of what use is such reply to the inquirer? Maharshi, the words still have force and will surely operate in due course. Talk number 59. Amulvi asked, how does sleep overtake one? Maharshi, if the inquirer knows who is awake in the wakeful condition, one will also know how sleep comes on. The inquiry arises only to the waking person and not to the sleeper. It must be easier to know the waking self than the sleeping self. Devotee, I know how I awoke, but I do not know how sleep comes on. I am aware of my wakeful state. For instance, if anyone takes away my stick, I prevent his doing so, whereas I cannot do so in sleep or in dream. The proof of wakefulness is evident. But what is the proof of sleep? Maharshi, your ignorance is the evidence of sleep. Your awareness is that of wakefulness. Devotee, my wakefulness is known by the opening of my eye, but how does sleep overtake me? Maharshi, in the same way as sleep overtakes you, wakefulness also overtakes you. Devotee, but I do not perceive how sleep comes on in the same way as I know my wakefulness. Maharshi, never mind. Devotee, please describe what is sleep without illustrations. Sleep by itself should be known. I want a real picture of sleep. Maharshi, such picture is sleep itself. Devotee, is it better to reach salvation being married or being a hermit? Maharshi, whatever you think better. Devotee, Vishwamitra had no fall when in the married state, whereas he had a fall in his hermit life. Does it not apply to others also? Maharshi, Vishwamitra was as pure in the hermit life as when he was married. There was no difference. He was as contaminated when married as when he was a hermit. Devotee, was he a rishi? Maharshi, when contaminated, he was not a rishi. Devotee, can he become a rishi even afterwards? Maharshi, yes. By proper bhakti, he could become a good rishi. Repentance and prayer will set him right. Devotee, with all your penance for so many years, what have you got? Maharshi, I have got what need be got. I see what need be seen. Devotee, can all see the same? Maharshi, I see only just what all do. It is imminent in all. Devotee, is this the way for seeing it? Maharshi, method may be anything. From whatever directions the pilgrims may foregather, they must enter the Kaaba only by one route, or all gather only to enter the Kaaba. Devotee, please tell me two Upadesha's instructions on the way to salvation as known by you. Maharshi, what Upadesha do I know? Everything is Upadesha. Worship of God is the only Upadesha.